go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Underground Gospel Radio!
Yo! What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Man, what's happening? What's going on, yeah? Tiffany!
Ah. Hey, Big Win!
Hey! I missed you!
I missed you too. I'm
yeah, I was guys. Crying. Where my Jeff away?
I missed you guys too.
Yeah. We have missed you though. You know, you was out for a minute, but. You know, you're back in the building now.
Back in the building.
Yeah, you're back in the building and you're safe and everything is where everything needs to be.
Oh yeah.
But yes, we have a great topic today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, we need to get everybody in the building.
Yeah.
And man, listen, I'm telling you right now, y'all don't want to miss this topic. This topic right here is one of those topics that you like, wow.
It's one I can't really admit to either side.
Really?
Right. I studied it. I read it. And I can't admit to either side. I should say commit or omit or whatever. It's a word I'm missing. But that's something that I'm not going to be the only one because it's a lot of people who think like I do.
Yeah. I think it's really, like you said, it's really one of those topics that, you know, you like.
You're either in or you out.
Yes. That's
so
pretty
say,
much
wow,
what it is.
Where am
you're
I?
You're in or you're out.
You are. So,
that's fact.
So this is going to be, I'm going to do more listening than talking.
Because if you actually gonna do much?
Really? That ain't gonna happen.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm gonna be doing more listening. Because if I do a whole bunch of talking, I'm lying. Because I don't know where I really stand on a lot of this. To be very honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes some people do a whole bunch of talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
they really haven't thought it through, but they just like
facts.
I don't want to do that this time because I really judged myself on this one.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. That's something that a lot of people would need to do. You know, be able to judge this.
If you're going to be honest about it, because the way you spelled it out, it's like.
Yeah.
It really makes you question yourself.
And question where you stand.
Right.
And question where you stand.
Because where you stand, it has to be, you have to stand there and stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I could take a stance on a lot of things and switch up the next moment according to my feelings.
Yeah. So let's get this thing rolling. Let's get it started, man. Listen, man, we're not going to prolong the time because you already see that this conversation has already started. Yeah. So I'm your boy, Sevelis the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
And I am Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes I might say something to hurt your feelings, so you might want to turn my mic on.
Turn it off.
And I am the original T-Rud Evolve with Tiffany.
Okay. Yeah.
It's your boy, Mario, the Silent Assassin.
All right, and we already know Jesus is
outside
because the word of God is going up and it's coming down in the underground. Man, so listen, let's get this topic rolling. Let's get this going. I'm telling you right now, y'all want to grab a pen and paper. Y'all want to grab some stuff going on. And man, listen, this is going to be some heat. And I want to give a shout out to Shanice. She's not in the building as of yet, but guess what? She's on her way.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm telling you right now, y'all, she gonna come in. Y'all gonna see a pop in real quick.
Yeah. little feet moving.
But yeah, so let's get this topic rolling.
Yeah,
so the topic for this week is discipleship versus stewardship.
Okay.
Boy. Yeah.
So it's one of those topics you really gonna be like, okay, all right, yeah. Let's see what's going to happen here. Let's see what's going to take place in this topic because I have, right now we're in a position as a whole, as a world, where so much is going on in a church realm, in the church, in the body of Christ, but not only in the body of Christ, individually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Individually.
Absolutely.
So we're going to target. We're going to shoot the bow and arrow. We're going to really be transparent in this topic where, you know, discipleship is definitely needed and the stewardship of discipleship is important. So we're going to break those down and we're going to be transparent in this topic and we're going to really solidify what's really going on and identify what's going on in our personal individual relationship of faith.
Yeah.
So, you know, so listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to the topic direction for this topic is, are we disciplined or just maintaining our faith? That is our topic direction.
Y'all see what I was talking about?
Yeah.
So
can I say this, that this what made me really dig into it. Stewardship is the job of supervising or taking care of something such as an organization or property. Responsible stewardship of our public lands.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that's make me say it's a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you a discipleship because of the job you were given? Mm-hmm. That means you were given the job by a person.
Yes, okay? Yes.
And I looked at it as, at first, is this something that God called me to do, or did Mario appoint me as a steward?
Come on, come on, come on. That is good stuff.
I said I wasn't going to talk, but that's why you got to be. Because sometimes to be a steward, and what happens is, let's say Mario is my pastor and I'm the steward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have an issue with something Mario did. It could be petty. Mm-hmm. And now what kind of steward now am I going to be? Because of our position in the church, mm-hmm. would I still be a good disciple? So that's why I say this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
this is good. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
This is really good.
You know, the beautiful thing about it is the fact is where your heart is. When you plan the, you know what I'm saying?
I almost rubbed your arm. And I'm going to tell you, I like that because sometimes what if our heart, I got mad at the pastor as a steward.
Right.
And our heart has feelings.
That's right.
So therefore, a lot of us, we use our feelings.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
When we need to use what God told us.
Discernment. That's right. Yes.
That's
yes.
it right there. So yeah. Do I have the discernment
yeah.
to be a good steward?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do Wendell have a good, yeah. can I separate?
Like
right.
Said, with all of that you just said, that's where this church hurt. Oh, I got church hurt because of, you know, you were sowing your feelings instead of discernment. You know, that's where a lot of these little small churches pop up from because you didn't want to be a steward anymore. You didn't want to take the lessons anymore. So now you want to lead somebody until you get in the same situation.
Yeah, yeah.
This has me speechless.
Yeah.
Because just like you said, a lot of new churches are popping up mm-hmm. because a lot of ex-stewards, ex-associates, ex-choir directors, ex-so-and-so decide, I want to find somewhere else so I could be used.
Yeah.
Or if they stayed as a good disciple, they would still be where they are and building the kingdom like they should. Yeah. So which one am I?
Yeah.
I'm one of those ex-so-and-sos.
Yeah. You know, and discipleship has, you have to be disciplined. There's a level of discipline
yeah.
mm-hmm.
yeah.
in everything that we do, of course. You but if you have. Actually look at the word disciple,
mm-hmm.
you will actually
see discipline.
Right. It's discipline.
Yes.
Right.
So,
the act of being. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So my thing is it's imperative that we understand the difference thereof. But believe it or not, it's one and the same.
It's mm-hmm. one and the same.
It's one and the same.
It's one and the same, but we like to bring division as usual.
Yep.
To everything. So, you know, the Bible said, with all thy getting, get understanding.
Get
so
right.
Sometimes when we're trying to get understanding, we create division
right. Yes.
To,
right.
to understand the yeah. very simplistic right. mm-hmm. things. But I think they all go one in hand.
And I think we do division so we can adequately put an excuse as to why we did what we did.
That is good. Oh, that is really good,
we
man.
We good at that. And listen, when I say we, I'm really talking about me.
Yeah. I think we're really hitting so much key points.
Quick.
Yes, right out the gate.
We're swinging hard.
Listen.
In the beginning.
But you know what? It's needed because of the simple facts. Discipleship need to be revived again.
Yeah.
Because it's
one of. Is it even mentioned anymore?
No. It's not mentioned anymore. And nobody's making disciples anymore.
And
nobody's, you know, nobody's doing these things. Nobody's making disciples.
No. We're not even introducing it as new members anymore.
No.
People are saying, yes, and people are now saying, I feel the calling.
Yeah.
And instead of doing the walk,
yeah,
like I had to do back in the day.
Listen, MIT training and prayers. And
yes.
Yeah, it's a difference.
And you had to literally go through so many steps where they set it up so that you would quit.
Yeah.
You can make it through.
See if you can make it through.
Yeah.
But now it's the populace who become the disciples.
Yeah.
It's the title. They feel like they're.
Yeah.
So what's a steward now?
Listen, well, the steward is one that we talk about as far as giving money in the church.
Yeah.
But understand that
as a body.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as giving and charity and all those different things, as being a steward of giving and being a good steward over your finances and different things of that nature. But a lot of these, a lot of scriptures that God was talking about in the Bible was managing your call.
Mm-hmm.
Supervising
because it's that your important. Call.
It's that important. Yeah. It's that important because we are a chosen priesthood. Yes, we are the image of God.
We're a chosen vessel.
We're a chosen vessel. Uh-huh. And that's why he put us steward over these things. Now, do God need us to be steward over what he's created? Uh-huh. He don't need us to be steward, but because of he create us in his own image,
we
need to have the power and we need to have the authority over the lands and be the authority over our call, not just over people, but over our call.
And we need to be accountable to ourselves.
We have to be accountable to ourselves.
Yes.
At a certain point, is it really us saying we need to mind our business and stay within our stewardship?
That's a good way to look at it.
The bottom line is, the more you describe it in the AME church, the stewards are the trustees.
And because
the stewards are the trustees, they're the ones that if the pastor is not coming in that day, a steward is then the pastor.
Yeah.
So it's a position, it's a move, but at the same time, a steward can also vote out
the pastor.
So if my stewardship is to relieve and help the pastor, and at the same time, I can vote out the pastor, then am I the warden? Or one of the guards, or am I just a prisoner?
You know what? Oh, God. I have to be honest and transparent.
Please do.
I'm really not down with the, you know.
Just say it. Just say it.
Well, you can get rid of your own pastor.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, God.
Yeah, and it falls back all the way down to the home where a child can say, I don't want this person to be my mama no more at 16.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can divorce your
parents. You can emancipation.
What
so the people that led you, you could say, I don't want to be led by them anymore. I want to go on my own. So then it makes me go back to the word that's a segue into a discipleship. So how can you be a disciple if you have not been led and learned how to be a steward?
Ooh. Bro, you are hitting these
things. I'm hitting because I'm talking about myself. How can I step out here in the wilderness and
absolutely.
I wasn't willing to walk through?
Come on, sir.
When I was a steward.
When
you were talking earlier, you hit a key point of something that I told someone some years ago. When I was actually leaving one church and they was like, oh, you going somewhere and I'm going to follow you. I said, listen, no. This walk is personal.
It's personal.
I did not leave until God allowed me to leave. I said, you can't just up and jump. I said, because if it was that simple, you'll find people steady jumping like you find in the world nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody has discipline to sit down and take rebuke or anything nowadays. So I told him, I said, listen, I'm not leaving because I want to. I said, I'm leaving because God is sending me on a mission. And I said, that's what you have to understand is you can't just jump up and leave because Big Win is leaving and he said it's good over here. It may not be good for you over
there. That's right.
It's good for Big Win.
You got to sit there and really go through some things or whatever. And when you said that earlier, it made me think about it because so often people will jump up and leave one situation just because it looks good over there or because I don't like what Steve said today.
Right.
In reality, God is telling you, sit down and go through these things under that pastor.
Right.
Because he's showing you what you're going to have to endure.
With another person.
When you get out there.
Yeah.
If you step up to be the pastor, he's showing you what you're going to endure. And if you can't endure it now, how are you going to do it when somebody do it to you?
Man.
One thing you need to hit the nail on the head with endure. Because a lot of times what we're doing in the discipleship and stewardship is enduring.
Right.
But we can't classify ourselves as persecution.
No.
Because what we identify is problems. It's not persecution.
No.
We don't know persecution.
No.
Us in America, now if you go across seas and other countries.
Why you say that?
They know persecution.
Right. Yes.
Understand that. Because now what we ain't doing, mm-hmm. we're doing problems.
Yep. They had a thing, I saw it on Facebook. It's funny you said that. They asked little kids, what do you want when you grow up? They said $1 million. Another one said, I want a billionaire. Another one said, I want a fancy car. Another kid said, I want so and so. Then they went overseas. Another kid said, I want meat.
Yep.
Come on now. I want water.
Yep.
I want
I want milk.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I literally teared up because I said, now here we are with all of the necessities.
But we don't even want them. We want more than what we can even spend.
A child saying $1 million.
Yeah, but you have to understand, we take a lot of things for granted.
We do.
Yeah.
Like it is owed to us.
It's owed to us. Yeah. But guess
That's
what?
Like with them titles. Oh, I've been in the church all these years. I'm not supposed to be a disciple.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, boo boo.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
I haven't been a good steward.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes.
So my thing is that is key. That's our issue is that we Americans just feel like. And we're getting spoiled.
We get spoiled.
AI is making it worse.
And
that things are supposed to be given unto us, like we don't have to work for it. And
right.
Back in the day, those old saints, they used to say, "Well, one of the songs about you can't make me doubt them. I know too much about them."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean that's good stewardship.
That's good stewardship. Yes, and what made me think about that when it comes to the kids is. When kids already know they're going to automatically get food and milk and clean water, they want something that no one else has.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
$1 million.
$1 million. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But ask a kid with cancer. They just want healing. It's so funny. Yeah. You don't have to go overseas to see that even our children mm-hmm. are not even being taught to appreciate what they have.
No.
We're not. But we sit in a church. And because someone hurts our feelings with the truth most of the time,
we
want to
leave.
Now we even want mm-hmm. to leave. And because now we got the freedom to leave.
And when you said that, you made me think about it because a lot of people maybe not even know, but I think it was in Jerusalem a couple of months ago. They was taking all Bibles and things out of the stores.
Yeah.
And how hard it is to even have a relationship or religion over there. But here we are free to have one and we choose not to.
Yeah.
You know, it's a choice of what you want. But then when it gets hard, then you're going to really want it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Or we have it and we don't nurture what we have. Or spend quality time with what we have to
To make it grow.
Yes.
That's right.
To make it grow.
So if you're going to smack me, let me look up at you. But you're right. We take our gifts.
Yes.
Yep.
And we'll lay it down and decide we only going to show it to people.
Who we want to. When we want to.
But God said it need to be out there in the highways and hedges.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we decide, I'm going to hold this.
Yeah.
To the right time.
Yeah. To the right time.
Wow.
And I often tell people that a lot of times he'll take your gift away from you.
Oh, real quick.
Because you feel you too privileged to have it. You feel like it's mine. I can sing when I want to sing. No, if he gave you a gift, it's to deliver somebody out of something.
Oh, so
he'll take the very gift from you and pass it to your child because your child appreciated it more than you will.
That
sister sitting there that can't sing, he'll put anointing on her so someone can hear her better than they'll hear you because she has a sincere heart. I'm done.
Well, I mean, everybody at the table, it's your turn to smack me. That's why I say this is a good subject.
Yes,
if you're honest with yourself.
That's
yes.
Right.
And
yes.
if you don't mind walking in front of the x-ray and look at yourself from the inside out.
Self-evaluation is imperative. It has to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. It has to happen.
And be true to what you see about you.
And be good with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And be cool with it.
Be cool.
See, when you see that in you, Don't go then say, well, I ain't the only one, and name the other people. No, fix you.
Fix you.
Don't fix you and the other people. Right. Fix you, and then stop noticing what somebody else don't have that you have.
My husband used to say all the time, charity starts at home.
That's right.
And it spreads abroad.
Right.
It starts with self.
Right.
One of my favorite songs is Sweeping Around Your Own Front Door.
Yeah.
Before you try to sweep around.
It took me years to understand. Remember, I got saved late.
Right.
It took me a long time to understand what that meant.
Listen. Because, I mean, but the thing is, like you said, even in church and today, it need to be played.
It need to be played and explained.
So many people are, I go to Steve's house and sweep all around in his trash and, you know, want to get it up and
dig all kinds of
things. Right.
But I don't want nobody to sweep around my front door.
Right.
I don't want nobody to dig into my mess or see that I ain't disciplined enough to really sit in ministry. Right. I ain't, you know, that stewardship. I can act like it on Sunday, but Monday through Friday, I ain't there.
Come on.
I ain't disciplined enough to do what God really wants me to do because I don't want you to dig into my trash around my front door.
You know what hit me when we knew what the topic was. When do I feel okay to be called Brother Powell? I only like to be called Brother Powell while we in the service.
Ooh.
When we out?
Yeah.
Why you bothering me?
Wow.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and
whatever you want to hear from me while we in here in the service and the spirit moving, I will stay in there 5 hours and talk to you.
But you know,
pray with you.
Yeah.
Lay prostrate on the floor.
But once you're gone.
I need to really, I'm being so honest.
That's just really good.
Yeah.
But you know, we because.
And I'll explain why. And some people might, but go ahead and say, and I'll explain exactly why.
Well, go ahead.
I'm like that as soon as I leave. Because people, once you leave and that anointing that's on you while you're in the building, people will test your anointing when you're outside. Well, and they would test it with the very thing that they know I'm weak about. Yeah, don't come at me wrong at the wrong time.
Yeah, because the anointing is supposed to be with you in all season.
I mean, it's supposed
inside,
to.
Outside, yeah. Downside, upside.
Yeah, but the only way that the devil can get me is outside of what I call this is my time to use my discipleship. So that's why I said I really got a lot to learn. And I can honestly say, let's say you preached. And from 11 until 1:30, now you're at Golden Corral. And someone, you didn't know they was at the service where you preached.
Mm-hmm.
And they stepped in front of you in line. That's the test. Are you still that brother so-and-so?
And you're supposed to be, though.
And that's what I was going to say.
You're supposed to be.
With me, I'm a humble person, so it's like, I don't understand why you feel that you have to shift.
I would be mean. I'm not saying I should, but I'm admitting
that I do. And trust me.
And that's true.
There are many pastors that cloak themselves on one way, and then as soon as the door closed, they're somebody totally different.
Yeah.
The risk you take when you do that is losing
it's detrimental.
Your identity.
It is. It's so much. And that's why I say you can't say you have a discipleship if it's not seen all the time. I told you in the beginning that,
yeah.
I mean, but like you said, that's very real.
Yeah.
Because like you said,
it's very real.
You have to be there 24/7. You know, like you said, you have to be in the church and outside of the church.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, a lot of people do that. When I'm in service, I can deal with you. I can talk with you. But when I'm out of service, service is over.
Well, I think now, listen.
Yeah. I ain't saying it's right. I'm just saying that's how he is. Me personally, if you talk to me after service, any point
now,
in time,
service,
I'm
going
to still give you
the same me,
you to see the me, you know, authentic. I want you to see me all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to really change. If I'm in the pulpit, I may cut up or say something crazy. You know, I'm going to be within my reason, but I'm going to do what I do. But now,
they will always get me, but I think they'll get more of Big Win. Big Win is not, I'll still be kind, you know, give you the right answer, just like we're talking right now.
Right.
Well, we're not in a church.
Okay,
but at the same time.
It's almost like etiquettes.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how to carry yourself.
Yeah. In certain environments, you have to, you know.
Turn it on, turn it off.
Right. But
okay,
well, see, you've heard us, I mean, we've been around each other long enough where I say sometimes I'm not a people person. I love people. So by the time I get to my car. If you come at me wrong, I'm not going to be negative. It's nothing they would say negative, but they would feel
the energy.
Yeah, they would feel it.
Yeah. Like the energy I felt the day. It's like, why you keep touching me? I was like, okay.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Moment of truth.
Yeah. Right. That's a perfect. And she touched me.
Yes, she did.
But that's and that comes from church feet people attacking me.
Oh.
So you built a wall.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It comes from that. It comes from the very people who you are. You're very right. It's people who you are to be a disciple for, and it's a good steward, and they use who they are or that they were there to attack. So in other words, it's no different from a person who has been bit by a dog. Now they're even scared of chihuahuas.
Yeah.
You could have been bit by a German shepherd.
Yeah.
But now you're even scared of a chihuahua. I work around young kids, and because I've seen young kids lie on adults, now I don't want to work with kids. But that's my passion.
Wow.
Because
that's a part of healing. That's a part of healing. Because I thought about it because
you are so right.
You have to, because like me personally, and this ain't about me today, but me personally is I go through a lot of things in ministry outside of ministry.
Yeah.
And one thing I try to do is not let it affect the ministry that God has within me.
But keep doing that.
Because at the end of the day,
because I can admit it.
You know, at the end of the day, because I don't want nobody blood to be on my hands.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's why you know, like I said, because someone told me a couple weeks ago, they was like, after all people said about you and done about you, you still have a zeal to do God's will.
Right. You always want to do God's will.
Yeah, you know, I told him, I said, you know, regardless of what people say, he said, if they said, let it be a lie.
Yeah.
But he also said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Yeah.
So therefore, any battle that I'm dealing with, I don't have to fight it.
That's right.
He'll fight it for me, and that's why I hold myself accountable to stay where I am, because if I drop to that level, then they'll see the different side of me that he don't want them to see anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in there, but he have gave me the power to make sure it ain't in there.
Come on. Now, you're right.
Come on.
And it's so, you're, oh my God, you're preaching. Because the bottom line is the way I've become is I can be around more people successfully and do what I do, but I find myself clicking on and clicking back off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I literally do it, and I've justified it.
Right.
And I said earlier, sometimes you will justify
right.
something, even though you know it's not good for the body of Christ who needs you.
That's right. That's right.
I will always be accessible, but I need to know God sent you over to me.
Yeah.
And you know what the beautiful thing about
it is
you are
healing.
Aware.
Sometimes you don't know that something hurt until you touch it and it's sore.
That's right.
And sometimes we as people don't want to deal with the hurt, don't want to deal with being healed. Sometimes we take those things and we sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
Black people, and I can't, I mean, not being racist, but black people, we have adapted this thing of sweeping everything under the rug as if it never bothered you.
Yeah, and we tripping over lumps.
Right,
constantly.
Instead of actually pulling that rug back and sweeping all of that from under the rug and dealing with it.
Yeah.
We have got so comfortable with not dealing with issues, and it's like it's piling up. It's piling up, and then when it's time for you to really do ministry, you can't, because you're too weighted down to do anything.
You are so weighted down.
Or you're tripping over the very thing that you pushed up under the
rug. You're too busy watching to see if somebody going to do you like the last person did you.
Yeah. Well, I want to just salute you on the fact, you know, that you are being transparent, but also aware.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people are totally unconscious of their behavior
in
the church.
Yeah.
If you can go to somebody, and I didn't know I offended you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
because they are not aware, but you are aware, which is
but
great.
It's people that'll be listening, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they would say, Wendell, why that ain't you.
Mm-hmm.
We all can come to you. It's how I feel when you're coming to me.
Right.
I don't show it, but believe me, as you come, I'm being protected. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm thinking about the what we're discussing, and this world that we live in have caused us to conform to different things where we have to click it on and click it off.
Yes.
Because people don't understand this part of me, so I have to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, so that it's some adjustments.
And like you said, we have to click a lot of things on and off.
Yeah.
Because like you said, sometimes
they don't know how to take the real.
Yeah, sometimes in life you can't, you know, this made me contradict so much what I just said too about Big Win, because sometimes even in ministry, when you're going through, sometimes you can't be that pastor or that leader. When you are heartbroken, it's hard for you to pour into someone else's cup when your cup is empty.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to really...
Or if you know that that person or their family just finished talking about you.
Yep. And then they you gotta go serve.
Well, I'm going to describe the time that I really noticed this. Married 20 years. And as soon as I never let my business out while I was married, she said she wasn't happy. We were going through her son back and forth. And then she left. So no one asked me how you feel that she left. They say, what did you do to make her leave? And it was the church. Ooh. So now y'all don't want to hear me preach because I did something, and because I didn't tell it, y'all think it was me. So years and years later, it's been 14 years, now y'all realize she wanted to leave.
Yeah.
So now you want to hug me again, but I ain't cool with your hugs. But I should, because I'm called.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, was that a statement or a question?
Yeah. It was good, I know that.
Yes.
But it makes me say the same people I was there and the same pastors who I know that they was having affairs. And and when their wives found out I was now separated, their wives who I knew were being cheated on said, don't bring him up here no more because he's probably... But I never told the secret of the preachers, the pastors.
Wow, wow.
So therefore, now all of a sudden, come on back up. No, I know you couldn't tell your side, but you never defended me. You never defended me. You knew it wasn't me because I...
What do you say about me?
Because I told you. How many men you know, you were the woman, you're a provider, you this, that, and the other, you feel good about yourself, and then... How many men are going to walk up to you and say, you know, my wife said, it ain't me. It's not that she ain't love. She just want to do her own thing. How many men would admit that at the age of 40?
Yeah. Pride.
Yeah.
Hello. And you're still trying to hold a ministry and hold down a business.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're not going to go tell your business.
No.
But when it happens, now you're blamed. So it's like it's too late now to say, oh, no, it was her that didn't want to be home.
Right.
It wasn't me.
And I think that's what the church goes wrong. It's because the church want to know everybody's business. Mind your own business.
Right, but they already assume because you ain't a good steward. See, I met you in a parking lot. First thing you said is mind your own business.
Right.
But it literally teaches you, it taught me that no matter how positive you are, you will get blamed for things that you never did.
Yeah.
And then, like you said before, I'm that type of person where I'm not going to fight a battle that's not even mine.
No.
And in that period, God has made it where I've been so successful, but I had to be cold shoulderish.
And see, I'm just the opposite.
I need to grow from it.
I had to learn from stop trying to get out of their business. I'm taking upon their battle, trying to fight the battle with them. And I had to learn to separate myself because that's what they're dealing with. If I'm going to do anything, I need to intercede.
Yeah.
So I am becoming where you already are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't need to know your business.
Right.
No,
because like you said, then you carry that weight.
I keep telling you, I'm not a dump truck. I might be a pickup truck because I can dump off with you.
I'm nobody's dump truck. I'm nobody's trash can.
Yeah.
Don't empty it on me because then I ain't got nowhere to empty it but to God.
Exactly.
Or somebody else.
Right. I already got my stuff I'm carrying.
Right.
That's enough.
And you want me to take your trash to the dump.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by when I leave out the church, you want to dump on me.
Yep.
Because I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
So what they coming to you is not godly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's mess.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out, you know, you supposed to be a hearing ear. No, it's what you're giving me.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to hear it no more.
And that part, that's when you nip it in the bud. Listen, this ain't God.
Mm.
This foolishness.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And, I mean,
like, there's no reason why, as soon as I was single, single mothers need me to come pray for their son all of a sudden. And I get there, you in a tight skirt. Shut your mouth while I'm listening.
All right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that.
They just want you to lay hands
on them. So listen. Yeah.
So I want to actually.
That's what I mean. That's what changed me.
Yeah.
I want to oppose a question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I want to pose a question because of the simple fact that, Christian circles revolves around, how we are called. exercise our stewardship. And I want to pose is just two questions. Who exactly are we managing for? Who are we managing for? Everything that belongs to God.
Right.
We are really one of those people, like we said earlier, that, you know, we're a royal priesthood. We are chosen people. We're in the image of God. But at the same time, in the midst of what we're going through and what we're called, who in that moment are we managing for? Are we managing everything for our call, or we're managing in the mindset and the spirituality of God himself? You understand? Because we'll do things according to our call, but we won't do things according to the discipline of the Spirit of God.
Now, when you say our call, that means everyone know us by our spiritual name, Reverend So and So.
Yeah, everybody know us by our spiritual name, because you got a preacher, and then you got the president.
Yeah.
Preacher, president. Both are, you know, has titles.
Yeah, appointed titles.
So, yeah, you know, these are things that, you know, we as a people will conjure up, you know, because we're a preacher or because we're president. What are we managing and supervising? Are we managing and supervising for our title and for what we're called? Or we're managing and supervising according to what the Spirit in the Spirit of God has positioned us in, because we have that mindset where
we're supposed to do the latter.
After discipline and all of that, it takes a lot of discipline to get there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't, like I said earlier, a lot of people don't want to go through that discipline to get there.
And a lot of understanding.
Yes, yes.
Because even though, you know what you're called, or what people call you, do you understand the role and responsibility of what you're called to do?
That's right.
So it's, that was a good question.
But the other part is, people manage better if their position is higher. If they are the president of the organization, that they are stewards of, they'll work harder. But if they just a member, really?
I disagree.
Wow.
Because I disagree, because I'm a hard worker on anything.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. The title doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I'm going to do what it takes to make sure the vision or the goal is done. Even if I got to do your part sometimes, I will as a person, because I'm that person that want to see it done. So even in ministry sometimes, like, I no lie to you, even in ministry, listen, I done seen myself scratch from one side of the church to the other side.
Right.
Because I want to see the ministry done right. I want to see the Spirit of God flowing the right way,
your
not just anything.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, that's why I say it doesn't matter. Some people, the title does matter. But
some
to me,
people. Yeah. So that means you're a good steward.
Let me be the doorkeeper.
Yeah, you're a good steward.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, because I tell people all the time, when I get to heaven, my title means nothing.
Yeah, see, I don't want titles.
Absolutely.
My
nothing.
Title means nothing. So therefore, I don't need the title.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna work just as hard with or without a title.
But the titles were created for man.
Right. For those that want to be seen powerful and want to be,
right. So then you're right, because when you get to heaven,
there is
no title. No.
Yeah, and you know what? And that brings me to, you know, when Jesus was in the synagogue, and the evil spirit, you know, recognized, you know, the apostle Paul, and Jesus say, you know, Paul, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I know,
mm-hmm.
but who are you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the crazy thing is, the Spirit didn't call him by the Apostle Paul. He called him by Paul.
Right, right.
So a lot of people in this world don't know you by your title. And your title don't know, because these demons don't know titles.
Listen. Mm.
They don't know titles.
Mm.
They don't go corporate by titles.
No.
They go by the name you were birthed with.
Right.
Yes. And they go, and Jesus don't
my
call
God,
you
my
pastor,
God.
No, he
apostle,
right.
chief
All
apostle.
Right. Your
when
name.
they call you by your name.
So I don't feel bad no more.
No.
Because when you come to me, you come into Wendell.
You come into Wendell.
And you get what Wendell gives you.
Exactly.
That's right.
You do.
But it's just the it's the foundation. And like I said, I always say, you know, we don't want to beat up on any churches or any denominations or anything of that nature. And I do this these topics, you know, according to individual.
Yeah.
Individuality, yeah. because we get so wrapped up in so many things that we forget who we are.
Yep. Right.
Yes,
right.
When we step in the building, mm-hmm. when we step into the church edifice,
mm-hmm. we are something.
We are. Listen, we throw that mask on.
Don't talk to me.
We throw that sadity stuff on. Ooh.
People come grab our books and our bag and our coat and open doors. Why you open the door, but you didn't open the door for the older lady? Just now.
That could barely
Why
make it
are you
in.
Giving me water and I just walked in? Why won't you give water to that person over there?
Yeah.
Why are you offering me this? Why are you offering me that? And then by the time I open my mouth to talk, before I finish the sentence, you say, well, yeah, I ain't said nothing yet.
Right.
Why are you agreeing with me just because I have a title?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's the part. Yeah, and then at the same time, you would disagree with me because I'm not showing you that title type personality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can. Yeah, they suck. Yeah.
Yeah. What you thinking?
No, it's not that. I just had a past experience where people knew Tiffany, but they mm-hmm. didn't know what Tiffany was called to do. So when I was put in position of the call mm-hmm. and did the duty thereof, mm-hmm. the people knew me not.
Say that word. Say that. What you said. Shut up. Is keep talking.
So it's I yeah.
It's real. It's real.
It's on the tip of his tongue.
Yeah, it is.
I know so much of.
Yeah.
And it makes you change, because you know, I said it all the time in the underground. People wouldn't listen to what I was saying until I said it in a humorous way sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They would hear and I would get more amens while telling jokes. But when you wanted Reverend Doctor to say it behind the sacred desk,
right.
You wanted to judge me because you were trying to figure out who am I looking at in what my life is and who's this and who's that, and he ain't got no wife and he ain't got... You didn't want to hear Reverend Powell,
right.
Because Reverend
right.
Powell should have this and that and this mm-hmm. but if I get up as Big Win, the comedian, and give you the same exact message, you were inspired.
Yeah.
See, in other words, we don't mind sometimes getting a steak dinner on a chat brought to us on a trash can lid.
Ooh, good God.
Sometimes they just so hungry they don't care how it's delivered.
Right.
But when I'm in the pulpit, I got to have fine china. If not, take that back.
Give me a plastic cup.
Yeah, but come on.
Just give
yeah.
me the bottle.
Give me the bottle. But some people, I'm not taking,
but you're
not taking this word from you until I know from what vessel it's
correct.
Coming from.
Let me share this real. With you guys, too. You know, I had this accident, and just being transparent, if they see it or hear it, it is what it is. I had a lot of spectators on the scene, and there were two people that stood out to me, a homeless man and an officer that I knew. And I told the officer, I said, oh, it's so good to see your face. I said, because I know you mean me well. These other people don't mean well to me.
Mm-hmm.
They
wow.
were there because I just left their church and they ain't speak. But they all stopped to be around me during the time. Kid you not, I'm telling, God knows I'm not lying. So I was bleeding, and the homeless man.
Hey, shut up. Mm-hmm.
He offered more help.
Come on. You see where I'm going?
The homeless man extended his arm. He said.
To bleed on. Hey, come on, somebody.
So that I can bleed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
That's the underground.
Yes.
That's Jesus is outside.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
He was outside.
Come on, man.
To lend an arm.
Come on, brother.
To stop my bleeding.
When you needed one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's real.
That's real.
And they had all these spectators out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the spectators didn't even get the message.
No.
They didn't even get the message that was right there in front of them.
That's good.
Yeah. A, he's a healer.
Mm.
A, he's a provider.
Yeah.
And he'll send a comforter.
Yeah.
Go ahead and rub it. Your story just blessed me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tell it. So yes. See, if I tell it in a humorous way,
yeah,
hands will go up. Tears will be flowing.
That's real.
That's real.
He extended his
hand. Everybody else is too good to be bled on.
Yeah.
Come on. And I was just going to point that out.
Saying, you know,
it wasn't tears, but it was.
Put some pressure on.
Yeah. Yes.
They kept saying, can you put pressure on to stop the bleeding? You need to put some pressure on. He came out of the homeless man, just came. I said, no, I don't want to bleed on. He said, and he literally put his.
Uh-huh.
And held my nose to his shirt.
He stopped the bleed. That's a message.
And that's a message in itself, because God would use
anybody
anywhere, at any time.
Listen, that's a message. Yeah.
You could have had an accident anywhere, but everybody else would have been worrying about the blood.
Yep.
Yes.
The infection.
Is she got anything?
They've been worried about themselves.
Yeah, all
but
of
he
that.
Stepped
yeah.
in and took the
it
risk.
It didn't matter to him.
Now that, to me,
that's humanity.
Is discipleship. Yeah.
That is discipleship.
Yes.
He could have been on
Shut
drugs.
Your mouth.
He could have been drunk.
Right.
He could have been
right.
on a crackhead. He could have been
and
anybody.
It shows you don't know his story.
He had love.
Don't know his story. And if we found him right now and just listened to his story,
but
you would find he probably went through that and needed somebody to stop the flow for him.
Yeah, yeah.
That just blessed me.
I can't wait to tell that right there.
It's crazy.
That really just blessed
stole
me.
That story.
Right. We say Jesus is outside because
yes.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes you feel more anointing from the homeless man
I keep
or the
telling
drunk
you. I
or
keep
the alcoholic
you.
Than you do from a pulpit sometimes.
I keep
sometime.
Telling you.
Because it never, you know, like you said, when you begin to speak, it plays in my mind over and over. The man on MLK that came in Family Dollar said, I just want something to eat.
Right.
And then after, you know, I bought him something, he was like, can we just pray?
Yeah.
And how he just
he
sung.
Prayed for you.
Yeah,
right,
and he
right.
prayed, you know, he was like, I know how to pray. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, go ahead. And then mm-hmm. he sung a song. And you felt more love, more genuine,
right.
more realness
right.
than what you feel in the church nowadays.
Right, right.
But we want to get up in these buildings uh-huh. and with our good hats and our good suits.
Yes.
And like we live in something and we ain't doing nothing.
And we don't want no blood on them.
Like I keep yeah. telling people, you're going to have yeah. so many people from the streets that's going to be in heaven.
Come on.
When you sitting
yeah.
there thinking,
yeah.
Baddie Sutton
yeah.
sitting beside
yeah.
you going to uh-huh. be there. She ain't going to be there because
right.
of the foolishness.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to have some of these people on these corners.
That you walk by,
can't speak to, won't rub their hand because you're too clean.
You too clean. Yeah. Isn't it something if the story was Tiffany and a man threw his arm out and said, You remember me?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
And it's her blood.
My God. My God. My God.
Wouldn't that be a great story?
That would be an awesome story.
That's
an amazing story.
It's a great story because guess what? A lot of us, we needed our blood stopped.
Come on, man.
And we went to the wrong people.
Nobody stopped
Yeah, yeah.
It.
We went to the
come
wrong
on,
people.
Come on.
Nobody
come on.
We went to people with titles.
Yep.
We went to people who had stewardship and discipleship.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen. You just blessed me.
Yeah, that was
oh,
good.
My goodness.
You just blessed me with that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's so
my
funny
goodness.
How sometimes that the word, I'm getting the chill. The word transparency is when you say, I'm going to be transparent, that means the Holy Ghost is about to come.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
because you could have held that in and I could have went home.
Without that. But
something that I needed.
Needed that.
I'm to the left of her and I needed that.
Somebody needed to hear.
Because it proved to me again when to go on back out there
yeah.
and extend your arm. That Woo! Goes right in. Boy,
like you listen, said, it's that amazing that
it
like
is
you said,
crazy.
The church people was right there.
Right there.
I promise you, they were
church
right
there. People was
right there.
There.
Yeah, and the craziness is that EMS, two angels, I call them angel ladies, they were so enamored of the people that was surrounding me. She says, you're so loved. Look at the people.
Right.
But never said anything about the man.
The stranger.
Jesus.
Because he didn't fit the crowd.
Never overlooked the stranger.
So
I'm done.
Her, yeah.
I got chill bumps.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See that? We are so impressed.
Wrapped up.
With the numbers. the listen. Likes and the love.
Yeah.
And we forgot the one.
That one.
That one. That probably still has the stain.
On his shirt. Listen.
Jesus.
Folks wondering, was he bleeding?
From what? Oh, he must have bust the window and broke in. So he must have did this. But the reality is,
the blood of somebody else.
He formed a clot.
You know, my thing is, and you said it earlier, I don't care how people feel, and I've gotten so many people that come, what is Jesus outside? Why do you say Jesus outside? And, you know, they come and they look at the hoodies and they say, well, Jesus inside too. I say, well, he's more outside than he is inside.
But when you say inside where?
Inside, that's the point.
If a hurricane come down and hit your street, your house is on the outside. And the first person you're going to call is for Jesus. While your house outside, why you calling Jesus?
Come on, man.
If he's always inside.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, y'all done made me.
You know what? Because that's on the way. Okay, so because I had a bad experience at the church, because they did not speak, right?
Right.
How am I going to speak?
Yeah.
I was driving, and I was talking to Jesus.
Mm.
When the impact, and I was telling my children, I said, well, when I had the accident, I was talking to the Lord.
Mm.
I was praying to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And that's why the angel appeared.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, you talked to him, and unfortunately, you asked him to meet you and give you
where you needed
an arm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, you didn't know it. He will send you through some things.
How they say, he extended the love that you didn't receive in the building.
He may have totaled your car. But he blessed your heart.
But he'll send a man by to send you just what you didn't receive.
What you didn't receive. Right.
Listen.
Right. Okay, come on, y'all something.
Right there.
Yeah. I don't feel like crying.
I don't either, but I ain't scared. Listen.
But I ain't scared.
I know that's right.
Wow.
Like I said, sometimes the ones outside, and that's what I tell people all the time, is the ones outside, it's the ones, like, I don't never take it for granted.
No,
Even if you are speaking something to me, I will listen. I don't care because sometimes he'll use an alcoholic to say what somebody in the pulpit couldn't portray to you the right way.
Right, right. Or he'll say, he or she will say exactly what you wouldn't listen to.
From somebody in the pulpit.
From someone else. Or your parents.
Yeah. So like you said, you know, even like you said, you went to the church and the love that you didn't receive, he had somebody else stop by to give you the love
that you needed.
That you needed.
Ooh, God is so good.
Yeah, that was,
Listen, this has been an amazing conversation.
Oh, it was necessary.
It was definitely necessary. It was... I'm speechless.
Me too. Big Win is speechless.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Because I literally see it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So listen. Man, listen, y'all going ahead and let everybody know we was in the underground.
Yes, sir.
We was in the underground, and I'm telling you, we came through with the topic. And listen, we was transparent. The Holy Ghost moved in this place,
That's right.
And I'm telling you, God really showed up. And I'm telling you, I'm so grateful and so appreciative that we was able to experience him even in this topic.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this is not over. This is, man, join us next week. We got some more topics. We got some more to go. And I'm telling you, we finna go ahead and keep this thing rolling, all right?
I'm
your boy, Sevelis the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
And I'm Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. I couldn't even turn my mic off because the spirit's so high.
I'm the original T-Rug Evolve with Tiffany.
And it's your boy Mario, the Silent Assassin.
And we already know Jesus is
outside.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Baby, you ain't got me with my chips in my hand like that. Okay.